Spectus Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And now I'm joined by Andy Barding from...
Hello, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good!
So, good. You run AAA Records?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. So, how long has AAA been going then?
7 years. It was our birthday yesterday, actually.
Wow.
We started off small, but now we're quite a bit bigger. And in the place where we are now, opposite the Spoons in Newport, we've been there about 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Oh, so did you used to be at Scarlett's Lane?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which is fun for a while, but we kind of outgrew it. So
yeah.
Now we're able to spread our wings a little bit.
Yeah. What was it like moving to a bigger space?
It was. It meant a lot of sort of carrying boxes across the road, but
yeah, yeah.
We got there in the end, and yeah, it was really nice to be able to, you know, not be too cramped. But of course, we still fill every available space when we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you're in a band as well.
Oh yes, I am.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. George Street Kids.
George Street Kids.
Yeah.
So how many of you are in the band?
There are four of us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four of us old gits.
So could you tell us a bit about the band? What kind of genre would you describe yourselves as?
We're quite sort of shouty, I suppose, a little bit on the loud side. We play our own stuff. Funnily enough, most of the songs that we do play, I wrote about 30 years ago. So it's kind of a continuation of a band that I was in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
So a few of the songs reference the year 2000 as a future event, like you know, what we're going to do in the year 2000 and stuff, thinking that that's a long way in the future, but of course it's not anymore, but never mind, you know.
So what's your background then? Have you always loved music?
I have always loved music. My family love music, so I always grew up with a lot of music going on, and from quite a young age I've been buying records and going out to see bands, and I continue that to this day, really. I spend far too much money on records still, and go out and see bands pretty much as often as humanly possible.
That's amazing. So who are your favourite of white musicians at the moment?
I love white musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I like quite a lot of them. I mean, Ugly Ozo, who have now kind of left the island, I think I'm really into. Grade 2 are fantastic, of course. Coach Party, Plastic Mermaids, The Appalled. All that lot, yeah. We like them all. And you, of course, Amy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what events do you have coming up at AAA?
AAA, we do in stores most Saturdays, and we've got Daisy and Luca this weekend, who'll be playing for free. That'll be an afternoon thing, probably about 2 o'clock. And then next Saturday, the 9th of May, my lot, George Street Kids, are going to play in the shop with Stu from Panda Swim supporting as a solo artiste. He's going to be doing some of his Panda Swim songs on his Jack Jones. So that'll be very exciting. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So have you always lived here, or did you move here?
No, I moved here about 10 years ago. I was living in London before that, and before that, I was in Wales for a fair bit.
Oh, wow.
Before that, I was over in the West Country. So I'm doing a kind of a circuit of the UK, and so I think the next move should be to somewhere in the middle of the Channel.
Oh, wow. So what made you decide to move to the Isle of Wight? What do you like about living here?
Came here on a holiday and just really liked the place. So myself and my partner decided we'd move here. And we'd had enough of London at that point, and we decided that we'd go somewhere. And the Isle of Wight seemed to have everything I wanted, really. It's just a lovely place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely place. I love the coastal walks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we all love a bit of seaside.
So could you tell everyone a bit more about AAA Records and the kind of things that you sell in there, or what people can expect?
There's a there's hopefully quite a broad selection of records.
Yeah.
New vinyl and secondhand vinyl, mm-hmm. and new and secondhand CDs, and cassettes and 8-track cartridges.
Oh, wow.
And the occasional poster and bits and pieces, bit of jewellery, some pins and necklaces and things, and some very loud shirts. So, yeah, we've got quite a range of stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, I saw your loud shirts. They're very cool.
Yeah, it's good to be loud, isn't it? Sometimes.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Where did you get those from?
Well, they're on sale in our shop, so the fella who makes them bought them from him.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Mm.
Yeah. Will you be repping the merch at your gigs?
Yes.
Shirts? Yeah.
Absolutely. One of our things is we do like to wear matching couture.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have... It still hasn't worked out what we're going to wear next week. But it'll be good, whatever it is.
Oh, what gigs do you have coming up with the George Street Kids?
Actually, only that one at the moment. No, hang on. No, I think we've got a couple coming up. But the only one I can think of at the moment is the 9th of May in AAA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play at the Kashmir Fringe as well?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
We've done that for the last couple of years. Yeah. Good fun.
Yeah, what was it like?
It was great. We played in the theatre bit underneath all those umbrellas, mm-hmm. all those upturned umbrellas. And it was good, yeah. We got to shout at a lot of people and they got to shout back. Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah. I love a good gig.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what inspired your love of music?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think some people are naturally... inclined towards music, aren't they? And and some people more than others. I think it's a sort of there's a sliding scale going on. I've become very interested lately in the whole sort of science of music and why some of us are really impressed with it and you know go to extraordinary lengths to get our dose of music. You know, I know many people that travel. You know, across the country to go and see whatever band they are keen to see that day. And that's something that interests me a lot. I'm doing a little bit of sort of research into that, reading books on the whole psychoscience of music at the moment. So, yeah, I don't know is the answer, but there's books about it.
Yeah. I think part of my love of music probably came from my dad. He's got a huge record collection.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, he's a big collector of music. Yeah, I should get him to visit you.
Please do, we'll have a good chat. We have our customers are great, and it's always fun to have a chat with them. And some of them, you know, they all have different interests, but a lot of them are very passionate about the sort of records they buy and the sort of records they have, and they'll talk for hours about it, which is all part of the fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. So we'll have your song coming up in a minute. Did you want to talk about the track at all?
Well, this is George Street Kids. George Street Kids is a conversation between... the George Street Kids, who are little urchins who live under a bridge, and a very shouty protagonist who doesn't want to be lured to his doom by the George Street Kids. So it's a little story. It's a bit like the is it the Billy Goat Gruff story where there's like a troll who lives under a bridge.
Yeah.
It's kind of about that. It's about that sort of it's about that urge. You sometimes get to you know, do something destructive and the fight against that urge.
Oh, that's amazing.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. So would you say it's kind of like a good introduction to the band?
I think it is, yeah.
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 Okay.
It sounds like a lot of our stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Should we give it a spin now?
Why not?
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
This is George Street Kids by George Street Kids.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio. Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
We are the George Street Kids, and these are the things that we did. We live under the bridge, keeps us hid. The George Street Kids. There's a bird in the tree, in the corner, always there when I go into town. There's a paint in my box, that's the colour of the sky when the sun's going down. We are the George Street Kids, and these are the things that we did. We live under the bridge, we keeps us here, the George Street Kids. Straight.